We're back here on In Focus. Brandon Peoples joined here today by USD 383 Superintendent Dr. Marvin Wade, Board Member Carla Hagemeister. We've talked a lot about the big bond referendum that passed last night. We're going to move on from that here and kind of preview the school board meeting tonight happening at 6:30. And Dr. Wade, I understand part of that, you guys have some good news to report from some student activity.
That's one thing about our board meetings. We've always got great things we can celebrate with students, staff, with programs of the district. And tonight we're going to have a special recognition. We had two of our high school students that got perfect ACT scores. Only 0.1% of students that take the ACT score at that level, but Joanna Park and Alice Lee will both be recognized tonight for that accomplishment and all the things it means for their future as the result of that and all the other things they work so hard at. So we're excited about that.
We are. We're also excited just to, again, celebrate our students. We have students from the high school musical, so the MHS musical Newsies is in production right now. They've had two performances under their belt on Sunday and then last night, but there's still time to get more tickets. They have performances on Thursday evening and Saturday evening, and if you are interested, it's at 7 o'clock in the evening, and you can call 587-2100, extension 8297 for ticket information. And I've heard nothing but good news on that one, so I'm excited to see it on Saturday with my family.
All right, Dave is flagging me, saying we have a caller on the line, so let's go to the phones real quick. Good morning, you're on In Focus.
Yeah, morning. Yeah, I just got a couple questions. Can you remind us or remind me where the new elementary school is going to be located at there, Blue Township? And how soon would that new football field be put in? Because my son marches in that mess when it gets wet, so he's kind of anxious to see when that might get put in.
I can sure see why he's anxious about it.
You and me both. I have a son that's in the marching band as well, and I can tell you that those band kids are excited for that improvement. The Blue Township School, the school on Blue Township, if you go north on Green Valley Road and turn right at Junietta, where it turns, and head east for, I would say, between about half a mile or so. The lot is to your right, which would be the south side of Junietta, if I got all my directions correct. So right where it turns to Moody is the
where
other
Excel
cross.
Goes north.
Up. Right. So right in that location. So just to the east side of where the Elbow Creek Housing Development is right now, or the east side of where Elbow Creek Housing Development is. As far as the timing for that football field improvement, I don't know at this point. I don't know that we've gotten that far into the planning for what projects will happen when. That will be part of the process moving forward, is to time those out, and then also that becomes part of that planning process and bids and so forth. So I can't tell you exactly when that will be. Can't happen soon enough for my band student, and I'm sure for yours as well.
Pretty fast project, I would think. But all right, well, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
All right, let's move on here to talk a little bit more about what's coming up here tonight at the meeting. We got some board reports. Actually, let's move on to new business here. What's some of the new business you got coming up?
Well, we do have the financial audit report this evening, which a lot of the information that's been posted for our board meeting is the financial audit. And bottom line on it, we're doing well, that there's not any exceptions. There's not concerns from our external auditor that things are going well. We're following the appropriate procedures and having the appropriate amount of reserves, and the money's going where it's supposed to. All of those things are the way they're supposed to be. So I know our business office and everybody else takes great pride in that they work hard to accomplish that. So we'll have the report on that tonight. Carla's going to say something.
I was going to add in the second thing on our new business is the Manhattan High School bid for welders.
Yes.
And again, I'll just tag in. I had a particular interest in reading about this in our board packet this week. That goes back to the MATC classes that we're able to offer at Manhattan High School. So for our students who are interested in careers or futures in welding or those sorts of pursuits, that we have equipment there at the high school that allows them to come out of high school with certificates and with opportunities through MATC. So that's a great partnership for our school and for our students, for students who are interested in that field. And again, I'll go back to my own high schooler. I have a sophomore who's currently in that intro to ag welding class, and that equipment's important for them to be able to get the practice and the experience that they need in a safe environment, and I'm excited for that opportunity for our kids to be able to explore different types of careers.
A couple other reports we've got tonight. There's the district assessment report, which is going over how our students are doing with the various assessments, and again, they're doing well. We look at those. Assessments are important because they do give us a broader picture of how our students do, and looking at those about improvements we can make in the future. And again, our students are doing well and looking forward to that report tonight. We've also got anybody who hasn't seen this, I wish they could, because there's a virtual tour of our facilities that Matt Davis does. And it's a short amount of time that really gives a good perspective about what the facilities are like in 383.
Well, and that's a good opportunity to just remind folks that we do stream our board meetings on our Facebook page, on the USD 383 Manhattan Ogden School District Facebook page. And so if you are interested in seeing that virtual tour, then tonight would be a good time to join us and watch part of that meeting or all of the meeting. They can be kind of exciting sometimes.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, meetings, by the way, open to the public. So, I mean, come out and at least, if nothing else, learn more about what's going on in your local school district.
Yeah, we encourage people to come and attend the meeting. They and sit there and watch, but there's also an opportunity if somebody wants to get up and share something with the board, that we welcome that as well. Sometimes the board's not in a position to be able to give an answer other than redirect the individual to administration, but it's a good opportunity for people to speak with the board.
That's right.
Something else we do, Brandon, is the donations and grants. That it's we greatly appreciate the support of the community in so many different ways, and one of them is every time that we're here, we go over the donations and grants that we get that really make a difference. For this evening, there's $12,000.44 cash grant from Riley County Raising Riley to College Hill Preschool. It's for reduced fees for families. $2,877.88 cash donation from Lee Elementary PTO to Lee Elementary for purchase of a new kiln. $3,760 cash donation from the Manhattan Cross Country Club to the following schools from the Fitness Challenge. It's to be used for equipment and supplies. It's $1,265 to Amanda Arnold, $1,015 to Lee Elementary, $815 to Frank Bergman Elementary, and $665 to Bluemont Elementary. There's $1,080 cash donation from Manhattan Ogden Public Schools Foundation to Frank Bergman, Lee, and Marlatt Elementary Schools, from the Tina Seymour Memorial for library book purchases, and then $658.49 cash donation from Panda Restaurant Group to Eisenhower Middle School for the Eagles of Excellence Worlds of Fun trip. So the total of all the donations for this board meeting's, it's $19,711.81. So, you know, thank you to everybody that makes those donations. It really does make a difference.
Yeah, no doubt. That's a lot of money coming in from a lot of places there. Anything else we should highlight here before we let you go?
I'll add a congratulations to the MHS soccer team, which this past weekend took second place in the state 6A meet. Congratulations to that group of students. I know that it was a monumental, a big weekend, a big event in many ways for them as they celebrated what they've achieved and also mourned the loss of their coach, of Coach Alonso. For our other athletic events that are happening, the MHS football team will be playing in Lawrence on Friday evening against Lawrence Free State as they progress in their division as well.
Veterans Day Parade, mm-hmm, next Monday. That's a biggie. I was so impressed first time when I went to that here that it's great to see Veterans Day parades, kind of like I remembered them from when I was a kid. So anybody that gets a chance, it's going to be cold, so you know, dress appropriately, but hope people will join us there. Also, hard to believe, but Thanksgiving is only about a week and a half away now.
Something
or
a couple
weeks away. Yeah. So there's no school that week for students. So keep that in mind as you make plans.
Okay, yeah, that's just a couple weeks away here. Guys, thank you so much for being here. Dr. Marvin Wade, superintendent of USD 383, Carla Hagemeister, board member as well, and congratulations on the bond referendum.
Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you, and thank you for having us.
I will have more In Focus coming up. We're going to be speaking with Manhattan Housing Authority Executive Director Joanne Sutton coming up.